therefore it says that l'hapech hameis mimita l'mita is asur, unless it's a special heter of kikar retina. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Gilyon HaShas, Toshali, Amaylo havi hamita atzma b'makom kikar otino. Sarochi and Gona. Let the mita itself be in place of a kikaratina. What do you need a kikaratina for? You want to move the mace itself. Okay? In a heat of kikaratina. But if you're moving the mace indirectly to a mita, which is what the Gemara in the Gilyon HaShas, Toshali, Amaylo havi hamita atzma b'makom kikar otino. Sarochi and Gona. Let the mita itself be in place of a kikaratina. What do you need a kikaratina for? You want to move the mace itself. Okay? In a heat of kikaratina. But if you're moving the mace indirectly to a mita, which is what the Gemara is talking about, let the mita itself substitute for a kikaratina. Who needs a kikaratina? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Siv Dalet, discusses this question. It says, quotes the Gemara, that even if the mace has been retosed, so you need a kikar retina, why aren't you matka to the mita gufa? He says it's considered tfelelo, ubetela legabe, the bed is considered bottle to him, and if a kosh can be begodov, kosman shulavash behen, tfelelo, ubetela legabe. And therefore the Biolocha says that just as the Beis Yosef as the Kasha let the Ksus perhaps the Mogad Avraham suggests that the Ksus itself might be the Makom Kikar Retina, because the Kivega suggests that the Mita, the Svara might be, but it's not true. The most mafurish that the Mita is not Kikar Retina, and therefore the Begadim also not Kikar Retina. Why? Because they're considered Tofel. That's a psak halacha lemais. That's a famous story of Reb Breuer, can't resist telling the story, that when Reb Breuer was an older man, so he dived into the Rebbeinu Shlom, they should be clear till the very end. That's what he told his mother. He said, well, he couldn't see, he couldn't miss, but he was diving, and his brain, his mind, that shouldn't go. So he was, the last day of his life was the Shabbos, and he has three grandchildren who are doctors. They all were with him together, I think, in the Israel hospital was. And he's Friday night, he's eating a meal, he sang his mirrors, and the whole story with his sphere, and that's a maisa, not for now. And Shabbos, he davened again, and he ate. And after he finished lunch, he took a piece of challah and put it in his pajama pocket. So the grandchildren said to themselves, now, I guess the opa must have finally lost it. You know, that he just doesn't know what he's doing now. What's he putting Chalas pajama pocket for? It makes finally, this is not clear. He passed away on Shabbos. And of course, they were doctors. They were they didn't know all the protein. So, they did what had to be done. So they told over the story. I heard it from Rabbi Alfred. He told me the story. They told it over to him or someone else. They couldn't understand what the grandfather was doing. And Rabbi Alfred was spyless. And they thought that he wasn't clear till the very end. What do you mean he wasn't clear? He was exactly clear to the end. He felt his time was coming to an end. He knew the Mishnah Berurah that the Begadim don't work. So he put the kikar in his pocket. Couldn't they pull it? Yeah. So the Chazon Ish says this whole thing is not necessarily true. They make a distinction, the Chazon Ish does, between what's on top of what. The heter in the Gemara is kikar retina called gabei hameis. That's a special heter. The case of the Gemara, which Kivega talks about, is the mita which is under the mace. You can't compare one to the other. Why not? Why is kikar retina better? If I cared, would have said the other way around? No. Because the kikar could easily be moved off the mace. And the fact that you leave it on top of the mace indicates, the movie of the kikar as well. So even though according to the klal of double tiltu, which we enunciated in the last week, it shouldn't be good. Right? But, especially since you're moving the Davar HaAsur directly. Not talking about Atar, it's over around. You can't touch the Davar HaAsur. So the Chazal, the Tzorach Meis, did hoops. They said, okay, we'll label this double tiltal, even though you're really touching the Meis, which by all normal standards, it should be Asur. We'll somehow label it as a double tiltal of the Meis and the Kikar, and we can say it's Mutter, the Tzorach HaMeis. That's what the Meis, Kikar is on top of the Meis. However, says the Chazonish, with the bed, and you have the mace on top of the bed, the mace on top of the bed, then you're considered to be moving the mace. Right? Could be considered, that's the ultimate point of what you're moving. And it's not, it's a tiltum and atzad, true, but it's a tzorach davar asur, which, as we said before, is prohibited. So the kids can be more mace on the chazanish, this heker of kikir retino, where the kikir is on top of the mace, than where the mita is in the bottom of the mace. You know, it goes against the normal logic. What's tiltum and atzad, what's the direct tiltum? No. But when it comes to tiltum and atzad, doesn't help because it's davar asur. So then the things turn around. But for carrot, the kikir on top is more cow than the mita on the bottom. No, it's no less. It's no less. It's still Tzorach Davar Asur. But some of the Chazal, you know, feel a right to somehow make believe as if you're moving it for the Kikar, or they label it somehow as a moving of the Kikar. And they did it at Tzorach HaMeis. It's a special dispensation. They didn't have the dispensation where they read it to Mas. So writes Chazanish. That's his result. So the male Rabbi Kivegas Kash and Lo Kash. Yeah. Very good. So,
a lot of
the
Shomim say exactly
that. Oh, so the Gemara, that's where I'm moving to. Let's turn the Kufman Gimel. Okay.
What about
Clover?
Do you still
consider
that's double?
That's probably also considered like a Mita, I think so. You know, a little bit on top, but it's really. That's how I think he would say. Same as a mitzvah. But Kufman Gimel, Rabbi Osai, that seems to be against the Chazanish Mefurish. The last host is in Perek Nochem. Let's see. The Gemara is three Aterin to your metallical Garinim. What do you do with the Garinim? So Shmuel says Agav Rifta. Rabbi says Agav Lakana de Maya. And Rafuna says it's. What do you do with it exactly over here? It's. Zorek v'lishonam, that's what it says. Zorek v'lishonam, or sheshet rather. Zorek v'lishonam. Three atayim in the Gemara. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes only two of their atayim. This is a halacha l'maisa. What are you doing with the garinim? Garinim. So the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Ches, Sif Kotten Lamed. Second, the right place. No. Wrong place. Where has this been found? Let's go straight. Hani Garini. Hey. Excuse me. Sif Lamed. Got that wrong. Sif Lamed, the Mechaber, says like this. Garini Tzolar B'mokma Shemachilos L'Behema Mut L'Taltam V'Odom Choshev Tzorach L'Achma L'Atzvosh L'Taltam El'Derech Shinut. I'm facing the Hemshech HaSugi. Derech Shinim, so the Mishnah Berurah there writes down, Siv Kotman, Kuf Kof Da'al Kigon, the Zorokan Vilshono, Olatal Tanagav Pas. So he quotes those two Teretz, and he left out the third Teretz. The third Teretz of Rava was what? Agav Lakana de Maya, Sefel Shomai. The Mishnah Berurah left it out. So what's, how can he leave out of Gemara? Gemara has three cases, and the Mishnah Berurah was selective. He likes two and left out one. What's that? How can he leave one out completely? Poshet Chadi, that's not considered Derech Shinui. That's true. The Mechaber is not a Derech Shinui. The Shona was Shinui. Agav Pas could be viewed as Shinui. That's what last year, right? Tildum and Atzad being considered like Shinui. Okay, good. But, and this is not Shinui. The Gemara is moderate. Oh, so the answer, I believe, is as follows. On Akuf Mendez and Mendez, the Gemara has a Shaila. This Heter of Kikar Tino, when does it apply? We pass in, as you see over here, Lo Amru Kikar HaTinok, El Lameis, Bilvad. That's Rav Ashi's sheet. However, the next line says, Rava Manach Sakina Abaryona Umbitalbala. Why? Why? The answer is that Rava maintains that the Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik applies beyond Mace. It applies to everything. It's a machlokas mefurish in the Gemara Kupman Bezim and Bez. And Rava has adopted the lenient opinion that the Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik applies not only to Mace but to other Muktus as well, which is the Bar Yonah, which Muktus will put a sack on top, and the Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik works. So it seems to me, therefore, that's a whole discussion in Tosfos. It's Bar Yonah that Muktza Mikir Adin, it's Adam Choshu. And Tosfos here, the last Tosfos in the parak, makes a distinction between Efshem Erev Shabbos and Efshem Erev Shabbos, whatever it may be. I'll call upon it. Rava's Lashitosar, I will say. When Rava's matter over here, but with the Sechel Shomayim, it's because Rava holds the Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik. That's the Mavur in the last Tosfos, basically. And therefore, La Avoch, Mishnah Berurah left it out. We don't pass like Rava in that prat. We pass from Kikir V'Tinik to a Meis Buvav. But what do you see from this Almahal? No. That the Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik does not only apply to the case of what? Kikir Al Gabi HaMeis, but applies over here where the Mukta is on top of the Dover HaMutter. It's exactly the case of the Garinim. The Dover HaMutter is on the bottom and the Garinim are on top. So you see the Furush of Tosfos against the Chazon Ish. The Furush. Now, according to the Bir Halacha, what did the Bir Halacha say? The question of Tuffel and not Tuffel. So we understand here it's not Tuffel. This Seifel is not Tuffel to the Garinim. So we understand. It's exactly the Mishnah Berurah L'Shitasa. It holds no difference between what's on top, what's on bottom. Makes no difference. It's all a question. It's always going to be, there will always be a Hefter of Kikir V'Tinik. Again, according to Rava, he extended beyond Mace. We don't pass it in that prat. But let's say for our case, when we pass it in Mace, there'll be no difference whatsoever. Look at the Bir in the Mishnah Berurah here. In Simon Shinyan Alf, end of Sivkotten, Chav Beitz. The person wants in the Chever Kaddish, they want to move the part of the Mace, Liyasher HaYvorim. So what do? You're stuck. What you do is, you take a kikar and you push. This is in effect what? This is in effect the kikar on the bottom of the mace on top, in effect. Right? And still they have the kikar with you and it applies. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shitas, the Chazanish wouldn't like this. He wouldn't subscribe to this head. But the Pashas and Tosfos is there's no distinction what's on top, what's on bottom. Exactly as the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, and against the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Yeah?
The other way around. They say that the Gemara in the Beit says, Hefter Kikir V'Tinik owned by Mace. This Gemara says
that
Hefter Kikir
V'Tinik
for other things. But the Garim, I go to the Beit,
here it's better.
Here it's on bottom.
Right,
so
I think it's better.
Right.
Okay, but that's not how the Mechaber passes the problem. I mean, which region does Tosfos say that? I don't think. Who said that? The Rav. Who said that? Show me.
Show me.
If you have a chance to show me. All right. All right. But the Halacha, that's why the Mechaber left that one out. The Pasha.
The rule left it out.
Could be. One more second. And Tosfos over here quotes a Gemara Masechta the Beitza. Hani Sufle Lefevosa. Heichnish Adina B'Yom HaTovah. Right? So the whole discussion in Tosfos is based on the Gemara Masechta Beitza Chafala from the base. And that's what they make a distinction I alluded to earlier between Efshem Erev Shabbos and Efshem Erev Shabbos. You see, clearly there's no distinction between what Mukta on top and Mutter on bottom or vice versa. Tosfos clearly goes against that heter of the, that distinction rather, of the Chazon Ish. Agav, if you look at the Tosfos in Beitza, and not that chafal, a completely different sheep. Then they hold that if it's Ef Shemer of Shabbos, then Kikir V'Tinik works for everything. Aloch alamais. That's Tosfos sheet debates. They only said Kikir V'Tinik lemeis bulvad. That's in the case of Ef Shemer of Shabbos. Ef Shemer of Shabbos works for everything. But if other poskim don't quote that Tosfos in the Sefer debates. Okay. Now let's go back to Simon Shin Ches, in Sif Chof Zayin. There it says as follows. I have, you found it? Or Rajba? What's the Ram? What did the Ram say? Chayim, you have bones on the table, and the bones are not royal the Makal Behemoth. So it's a problem. Mukta. Says the Mechaber, the Miesh Pas Ala Shulchan, Mutta Lahakbiya HaTabla LaTabla Imaklidim Shenim Makal Behemoth. Shehedis, Shehem, Bitalim Agav HaPas. You hear? You gotta pick up the table, as long as there's a bread on top of it. Yeah?
Sorry,
the whole table. Let the table move away as long as it's because there's a pass on top of it. Okay, what kind of din is this? What kind of din is this? So the Mepharshim asked, the Magen Avraham asked him, what kind of din is this? It sounds like a heter of kikur v'tinok. You have a kikur, right? But do we have a famous rule or what? The Ogre of kikur v'tinok, el or what? Because you're moving the klipim. The klipim on top of the shulchan, and the klipim are not royal in Machal Behemoth. So the Mogad Avraham asks his kasha, to cut Nun Aleph. How can you have a heter over here of kikur? It's only the meis buvad. So he says, well, here may be different. Somehow the bread, the table is considered tuffle to the pas. In the end, the words of the Beis Yosef are difficult. Based upon the tshuva's a rush, because this comes to the same thing. The goal, a rush for tshuva, the pirush of Beis Yosef. So he said he got the wrong shot. Why? You can look at the tshuva. It's in klal cham beis simen ches. The rush is only mako by klipim which are ruim lemachal behema. And some of the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch said even klipim which are not ruim lemachal. So he extended the Tshuva Sarash improperly. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. The truth is, the Rush, that very same Tshuva, is Matir Akli Shemalach Nali Isser Agapas. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, correct? In Sifhei. In Bechabat and Simen Shinche Sifhei. Yesh Matir Letal Akli Shemalach Nali Isser. I feel the Mechamel Tel. I did kikarotinok. It's only the mace buvad name. Mace is books for Nachmas Gufo, a very serious kind of books. And it's a very serious kind of book, so we say the only one matter is for mace and for nothing else. But at Easter books, which is not so serious, either klishim lach l'isir and mechaba sepe. Or perhaps klipas, which are ruil l'machal behema, so it's not so mukta. It's a question of why it's mukta in the first place. So then they'll make you the kikarotinok. And the mechaba is criticized by the Magen Avraham for quoting the same heter in the case of Kli Bishar Eina Ruil Amachal Behem. Look at the Rosh, we'll see. Some cases. Yeah, it could be it's a Mukta Shal. Yeah, but it's not such a serious Mukta. Same as Kli Shabbat is not such a serious Mukta. So Ruil Behem is not such a serious Mukta. Something of that nature. But give a look, look it up. Klal Chavei Simen Ches, and the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef quotes it, right over here. One final Nechuda, because our Magad Shir has arrived, Baruch Hashem, and that is the Baal Amor, at the very beginning of Perek Kol HaKelim, quotes this particular point of view, that Chalisha Malach Tal Yisr is Mutter B'Kikir Ratino, that which the Mechaba quotes from the Tshuva Sarosh, the Baal Amor quotes it as well. And he quotes an interesting writer that they based it on a Gemara. They just make it up. It's based on a Gemara, he quotes. What's the Gemara? And the Kuf Chav Dal and Amen Aleph. There the Gemara says that a person can be Metaltel and Meducha if it's Yesh Bo Shum. He has a grinder, it has, right in the middle of the page. It's found twice. Kuf Chav Gimel also. Meducha and Yesh Bo Shum, Metaltel and also. Right? So what kind of heter is this? So the Baal Amor quotes the view which maintains that's the heter. It's a heter of kikur v'tinuk, not of a kikur v'tinuk shum also. It's a heter of shum. I lo amru kikur v'tinuk al meis buvad. No, that's a mukta nachmas gufo. But by klisha malach tal yisur such as meducha, this kula exists. Make the Baal Amor, it's no rai at all. It's no rai. Why? He says this meducha with the shum. Yeah, it's like a pot full of gefilte fish in your kitchen. That's called a klisha malach l'heter. That's his lashon. So klisha malach lehem. There's no hetes. There is no special dispensation to move a klisha malach lehem to kikar retina. If a pot full of filter fish or chicken soup, it's called a klisha malach lehem. And the same thing with meducha with shum. That's the Balamora says. So chorat a plia. If you have a pot with no soup, with no gefilte fish, what's the status of that pot? So the Pesukim say the pot is considered klisha malach lehem. So how did suddenly the pot turn, change colors from a klisha malach lehem to a klisha malach lehem just because you put in some gefilte fish or chicken soup? The chorat a kli is a shem kli, and one has only one status. That's what the answer was based on what we spoke about at the beginning. We spoke earlier about, we said that Mishnah Berurah and others have a machlokes. Some say that it's determined by the rov hamalachos. Remember that? If the rov tashmim the kli is the heter, it's mutter. And the rov tashmim is also a tos. Wash that leaf. But the answer was according to the Balamor. Because right now the kli is doing nothing. So we have to look at abstract. What's the purpose of this kli? Does it usually use for this? If it's usually used for this, we'll call it malachal is. If it's usually used for heter, we'll call it malachal heter. But when do we go into the majority? That's only right now it's doing nothing. But if right now the kli is being used for its function, shall have it. Not to cook the pot is used for two things, to cook and to store. So if right now it's using for its mutadika purpose, namely to store the shum or store the gefilte fish or store the chicken soup, then we determine it based on that fact to be a kli shemalach lehetter. Despite the fact we'll say the role of tashmishu of the pot is to cook. It doesn't matter. We may like the Balamor as Miyushim, that when it has the shum, it's called a klisha malach lehetter. There's no riot as a heter of kikavatina for klisha malach lehetter. It's empty. It's a klisha malach lehetter, in fact. Yeah, it is. It can change status. Remarkable chiddush. The same thing can change status. One minute it's klisha malach lehetter, and the next minute it's klisha malach lehetter. I guess what the Balamor is saying, it should not go off the riot. They bring it to this in the Machanis of Heter. That's correct. Yeah. Maybe not. I think Dalmor is not. What we're saying now probably shouldn't happen. Right. If I can't, could Shaka have to rest of the Bechavit? If it had to, it's because of the Bechavit. Alright, so look at the post and see what they say. Sure you can. But you put it in the pot, so it's...
Because he's saying if you put something that you want to use a pot,
put
it in your drawer, now
the storage. So weak. No, it's not a problem. It's a klisha malachal is, which is mudu l'tzara kufa. The pot is klisha malachal is mudu l'tzara kufa. So you want to move the pot for no reason. Not a tzara kufa, not a tzara makoma. Just you wear the pot in the backyard, and it starts to rain. And the way it's a tzara makoma, it's bad to move. Yes.
Let's say you
have
something else you put
in
the soup in it.
But I mean, that's the first chabur, but what about the chil? All right, could be, yeah. Come on, friend, come finish. Yeah.
The shulk and the
chil? Yeah.
Because
of why I'm permitted to move in there, but Shabbos. Anach and there shem and the psila hold and at and at the bosses the dover ha also says Rashi Moder of Shimon Shakli Tofel Yishav Heves Volabo. So what I'd like to speak about today is that one word, Tofel. If the whole Yisod of bosses is based on that one word. The very nature of bosses the dover also is that the dover hamuta, which is considered secondary to the dover ha also, assumes the quality of the dover also as well. We didn't Tofel. So much so, that in the Prima Godim, I want to thank David for the Numa Abakarmas, here in his introduction to the Mishpatos, Simon Shin Ches, had the following idea. What will happen if I have a Dover Ha Mutter on top of a Dover Ha Osir? Not at the bottom, not a basis of buses literally, but it's on top. But it's serving the Dover Ha Osir, which is underneath it. So the Prima Godim suggests it's going to be Osir. Okay, so this Rashi, the Kli is Tofel L'shal Heves, so it's Tofel, so Mali L'mala, Mali L'mata. As long as the Dover HaMutter is Tofel to the Dover HaAsar, so then the Dover HaMutter assumes the status of Mukta, so that's the Din of Bosses, the Dover HaAsar. So I saw a remarkable thing. They say for Oz Nidburu, it's Rabbi Binyamin Zilber, Chelik Tes, Simin Chavav, he's Mekel. That's what's remarkable. He's Mekel against the Prima Gardner. Benjamin Atzadik, he says, Mistabra Lakula. So what's the Svar Lakula? He says, Mistabra, this is what the Svar is. So the Svar is as follows. I told you the Svar Lakula was terrific.
Tuffle.
We have a case. I have a Dover, I have a tape recorder. And I have a case which I use to cover the tape recorder. It's separate. So the case itself, whatever. There's no Gemara. There's no big Gemara, we don't
have
Machlekes.
We have Gemara in our buses.
Yeah, but there's no Gemara about this that I know about. So the pound is a Svar intrinsically to make a distinction. What's a Svar? Perhaps a Svar means as follows. Listen carefully. Buses, perhaps he means. Even if you take, every time you take away these are buses, you see this throughout the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam and Avraham, all the puzzle. You're not finished yet. When you get rid of the Yisra bus, you're still stuck with something. As we spoke about until now. Tiltul ben Atzad. Back when he's left there. Still no way to get to the Dover HaMutter, right? If you have a Dover HaMutter on top of a Dover HaMutter on top of it, so there's no buses. There's no buses, you still have a problem. The minute you move the Mutter, the Osir is going to move. That's perhaps the Pshat. Once there exists a pre-existing Yisra, potential Yisra, of Tiltul ben Atzad, the Chazal decided, if the head there, in addition to that, there's also tuffle to the ost, Dover Ha'os, which is on top of it, it can be goes and use the buses. But there's nothing to start with. The Dover Ha'mutta is on top of the Dover Ha'os, easily accessible, just pick it right up. So the creator, say, Yesh Me'ayim, or then a bus based upon tuffle, perhaps that they didn't do. That's the only Svar I can think of to distinguish between one case and the other based on the Svar.
They used the word buses Dover Ha'os.
I know that, but the question is, why? And I know that the word buses means that. That's what the question is. What's my, why should there be a distinction up his Svar? Chazal made the Issus, and he said, they could have made it this way, that way. That's what the Prima Gardner suggests. What's the difference?
Could you move a bus without...
Can you move a buses? Every time, if it's a real buses, they can't move it at all.
Yeah, they know. Right.
Not Noveh, I don't think it's Noveh from the Issur. I said, once there already was already an Issur of Tiltul ben Atzad in many cases. So they said, when Asur is complete, based on buses. That's the only thing I can think of. What else is there as far as the things that top and bottom?
Yeah. Okay,
that's where he goes. This all comes from where the Chazal goes in. I'm just trying to give you a svara why. You're right, Daniel. It says buses. I'm not arguing with you. We assume that way against the Prima Gardner. But I just want to give a little bit of a hesmer. What the distinction is. Yeah? The tuffle is that's the assault. I agree, tuffle is the that's the sort of all today of Chabur today. It's tough. Everything's gonna have to be tough. But I just want to point out to you how tough the quantity of Prima Gardner is the only svara. Even if the head is on top, it'll still be tough and be awesome. Yes, David. Possible. You could say so, but we don't really find okay, maybe that's a shot. As we support. Could be. Take a look over here at Tosfos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Bekitza, those who have the Gemaras. Bekitza Nimrutz. Tosfos Hava Betatlina Kenuna Agav Kitmo. What they say at the end, Shiure Kosos Loch Shivi Lemevi Kos Botel Legabayu. The same Yisod, that the whole Yisod of Bosses is that the Kos is Botel to the Dabar Mutz which is in it. If it's a real Dvar Yisod, okay? You have a little few drops, garnish, it's nothing, a few drops are nothing. And this is quoted by Halacha. You find this Keseder. For example, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Shin Yud, Sifkotin Lamed Aleph, he writes that a few Eze Prutus is garnished. B'teila l'gabi ha-begad v'ashulchan, te'inodah m'vatel bigdol v'shulchanah v'shul Eze Prutus. What's the Chayav? It's the same yourself. Couple of pennies, it's garnished. You don't say that it's considered tuffel. My garment or my drawer should be tuffled a couple of pennies. Nothing. You find the same sort also in Simon Ration and Tess, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess. That's something which we've spoken about a little bit in the past. They didn't have Tumana. Now Tumana has to do with Mukta. But I have a case here in which you have a pot and there is some insulated material on top. So there's valves. Because the Gvera is not a basis to the insulation. Why? The whole Ein Akisui Tashmish La Tzemer Adrab Hatzemer Mishamish La Gvera L'chamemo. This is quoted from the Mogen Avraham. Same yourself. The Muktzah is only if the Dabar Muktzah, the basis is Tofel to the Dabar Muktzah. You don't say the pot is Tofel to the insulation. It's the other way around. It's the other way around. So there's no din of basis. Here too is another Mishnah Berurah. It's in Shin Tes Sivkot and Yud Ches, where you have the following case. You have a drawer, and you know, like in most homes, sometimes people just throw things in the drawer. Who takes it? You know, there's a deadline. Your mother says, I don't want to see if the Shabbos comes in. You just quickly draw it, and you want to close the drawer. That's it. And then all of a sudden, you start opening, you see Gevalt, the Dabar HaMutzah, the top of the Dabar HaMutzah. Because there didn't bosses. So the Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, they quote to the Mogen Avraham. No. So it's called the Akroy. He just threw it. Once again, the same exact svar applies. Huh? You have to think with Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah here. Because you want Heiniyach Alav Dabar HaMuktzah B'Shvil Shiyas Yashem Olav B'Tov. You expect it to just lie there. Masha Menichim B'Derech HaKroy. Moshe Regilin L'Hosef B'Tevet Chafot Zemeidu Alelu V'Neshe'en Lul Revach L'Fanas L'Chol Chemetz Mokho B'Shul Yat Tevet. Just throw it in. Kegav Nof Koshev Meniyach. And then you get an interesting word. Ela Shocheach. Oh, talk about Shochach before. What's Shochach? Again, the same yourself. Why does the Gemara say that you need Meniyach for buses and Shocheach is not in a buses? Why is that? For the same exact reason. Because if it's Shochach, there's no Tfelus. You didn't create any bittle of one thing to the other. That's exactly the Hefner of Shochach. And this, of course, this Hefner is found Shochach right over here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shin Tes. Siv Dalo, that's what it is in Shachar blocks. It is found. That is it? Yeah, sorry, Shalom. Oh, it's a machlokes in 2 days of Tosfos. You have to have it.
How much
it takes to make it to be Tofel. You need to have to have Meniach HaMenas Kol HaShabbos. That's what you meant, Shalom. You see, that's one opinion. Or no, Meniach from the beginning of Shabbos also creates what we call the status of Tofel. We'll come to that in a few moments. There are more over here. That if Adam heiniach devar muktzah al shel chaveru, lo amrin et denasis basas adavar asu. The ein Adam osa shel chaveru shalom idait. This is reminiscent of the ein Adam osa davar shena shalom. Does it really mean that with all the klolim? I don't know if it really works. I don't know. Not so posh with that. I don't want to get into that. That's a klal kol hashas and avod zara. Well, it means that. It means that I am not a boss. I mean, something along those lines. I'm not a balabos. The creator is tefelus. You have something here. And I'll put the tape recorder on your table. Who am I? I'm not one to make your table tuckle to this tape recorder. I don't have the ability to do so. I don't have the power to do so. Huh? Oh, that's why I wanted to make a ha'ara. So this did its found furish in Shulchan and Ramah, and Simon Shin Tes, Siv Dalit. Siv Dalit. So the Mishnah Berurah has, wait a second, there could be exceptions to the rule. Achamasa ken l'tovas chavera u'minas stam nichole b'zeh. Then it would have the status of bosses. Again, the same story. Because if I'm doing it for your benefit, then you probably would agree. So then the dinner bosses would apply. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah has a bit earlier. At the end of Sivkot Yud Ches, it's a long story. He says, "V'chol dov mochem chayotzi b'dov shedov shedarko lio samukta olav v'vadai havi kemeniyah." In other words, if it's the normal way to leave it there, it has the status of Meniach and Shocheach. Again, the same svar. It's not a Meniach Shocheach Halacha Moshe Misina. No, it's just a svar. The Meniach makes Tfelus and Shocheach is not. If it's a Davash Adarko Bakach, you don't have such a specific Kavona. It's still considered to be in the category of Tafel. The Shemir Shabbos has discussed which Dovis brought up. Peret Kof, He'ara Kuf Ayin Gimel, he discusses the question of what if a member of a person's family put things down. This happens all the time. Put things down in the darndest of places. He says, well, both the Sabbath for the sake of Mincha Shabbos. There's one thing I'll tell you for sure, he writes, that if it's a cotton under Bar Mitzvah, then for sure there's nothing to worry about. What, the kids, little kids are going to make things awesome for me? After all, Eim Lomach Shabbos. That's what he quotes here in Ora Kufay. Mesupak, Ishto, B'nei Beso. He's Mesupak. Nichsem, look, he's not talking about, whoa. That's the hour. I don't know. I thought everything should be us. According to my svar. Because of violence here in the mamas. It's a normal function, A person buys something. So he buys it for his wife, for his children. I don't give the children, child 10-year-old. Ain't no mashava. I mean, I don't want to get too technical. But he himself has discussed over here. Whether it's what kind of machshava it is, it's what machshava sheyesh yima ma'isa, she'ein yima ma'isa. Take a look over here in the Shemir Shabbos himself, in the Ora Kufay and Ches, make some kind of reference to that. So I thought it should be awesome. We're saying Shas. So we haven't hit Shas yet. We have to start with a Rashi, that's pretty mefurish. Is there any mocker in Shas for this Svara? I mean, it's implicit. Everyone's toasting Shas, the Gemara, Rashi, same Shas, a different Gemara. Is the expression of being tofel or bottle found anywhere in Shas mefurish? Huh? Mace Tfela though? That's what? Okay, but that's not. Yeah, I don't know if that's really necessary. I'm sorry? Okay. I had only one place, but it's not everyone agrees to it. That's in Kuf, Chaf, Hay, and Beis. It's not according to everybody. Against Rashi, I'm telling you. Excuse me for a second. Yeah. So the Gemara is over here. Machlokas Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, the Evan al Piachovis. So Rabbi Yosef says, "V'meiniach nasa kisu la'achovis." See, that's the Kasha from the Mishnah here. The Evan Shebekirvia. Mishnah says, "Im emalin bo ben no fellas emalin bo fine the lab ein emalin bo." Why? Because it's considered to be in the category of mukts and busts, presumably. So the question is why? Velohi. One second. Velohi. Awesome. Came and the lo hatkas. He didn't tie it up. Betule batla. That's the word I'm looking for. Betule batla. But Rashi doesn't say mahamsham. Betule batla. What does Rashi say? No, if I care, there's a Sra L'chumra over there, the Chumra. Betulei Batla, so what do they mean Betulei Batla with the Rashi? Yeah, Betulei Batla mitoras kli. Goli died at L'choshim Lev. He's Megala Das, and the Evan is not a kli. It's bothering me a little bit. You know, Betulei Batla, and if not, the Evan was a kli. No, and Evan's not a kli. So Betulei Batla, the expression Betulei Batla doesn't fit in so well. If I have a... Someone's just normally a kli, and I make some kind of an action to knock it out in the Torah's kli, then I'd say the word betulei batla. But here the Evan wasn't a kli in the first place. He didn't make it, so he should have said, lo shavya kli, and we heard the chabrul there, but he didn't make it into a kli. But betulei batla. So I found that the chidushi haran, that's not the real haran, he says, no, this is the pshat which I thought, which is, he's mevatel the kirvia, the gabe the Evan, and it becomes the basis of the Avaros. That's the pshat. And only becomes the basis of Dabar Asa because of Betulei Batla. That the Dalas, the Kirvia, the Rashi explains in the Mishnah, Dalas, Yavesha Chalula, some kind of a, what do you call it? Pumpkin gourd, and it has a peel. And it's a hard peel, shell, and it puts the rock inside. Because Mavatla, that peel, that shell, to the end which he puts in. And that's why it becomes a basis of Dabar Asa. That's why you can't use it at all. Only because of Betulei Batla. So it's not true. It's the Middle East, Rashi, but the Ran, the Suda Ran, says so. Yeah?
This Gemara is very hard to achieve the beginning of the Gemara.
That's what you spoke about. There's so the cases in which you make the Kli, the Evan, into a Kli or something of that nature. That's not our topic.
No,
that's your topic.
Even though Fashion said the person put the rock there,
because he wanted
to
close
the
Chavasa.
And nevertheless, the
Chavasa
became
the
Kavasa
to the rock.
The
Chavasa
to the
rock. In the Shita Rabbi Hanan, you're on top. Where? The rock can become a food. So the Chavasa
becomes a rock. The question is, how did that Chavasa become Kavasa to a rock?
Good question. Good question.
The rock was placed on, becomes a Chavasa.
Hold on, Rashi says that Avaminiyah Nasis Chavis Basis LeEvan she does Dvar Ha'Isur they metalten as a Chavis. So we're asking, what do you mean? You're asking a good question. Father, we said he saw that what's the nature of the Yisur of Bosses? Is that the Bosses becomes Tafel to the Dover HaAsur, right? As Rashi himself said way back in Mem Zayin, and here the Gemara says, right, that the Chavis becomes a Bosses to the Eben. Strange. Right? The Eben is the Eben Shifakert. Huh?
No. The reason why you would assume that is there's a machlokus here, and the other side of the machlokus is that the Eben becomes a kisu. And the stomach, if you put the Eben on top of the chavis, because you wanted to save the Eben from something, the other sheet that wouldn't say it became a kisu.
That's nicely created.
Well, I don't know. But no matter which way you slice it, it's a good hara. It's a very good question. It's a good question. According to the cell, we keep trying to develop. We have many riots from Rashi himself. Right. So how do you explain this gemara? It's a good question. Why is it different in effect than you have the insulation on top of the pot? Insulation on top of the pot. We say, well, the pot is serving the insulation. So instead of the insulation, serving the pot. It's another way around. It's another bosses. Right? That's what we read before in the Shulchan Aruch. Right. Yeah, so he's asking a good question. So why is it different? Let's say the same thing over here. The rock is serving the chavis, the same way as the insulation is serving the pot. There should be no dinner buses. It's a good question.
I was going to say last week, I quoted a lot more, but
let's talk about the point to everybody else. It's a normal way of learning the Gemara, it's a straight way of learning the Gemara. So how do you answer this question? I don't know. Think about it. It's a very good question. Look it up. Sounds like a good question. Anyone want to answer before I look it up? Anyone want to answer the question? Anyone sort of the question? Look up, sort of question. Someone to start? The question is follows. We had a Yisrael, which he brought from many Makaris, that buses is only of the Dover Ha, Mutter is serving the Dover Ha, Ha Asur, but the other way around not. Just to give one example, you have the Hatzmona case. We have the Dover Ha Matmin, right, which is, we have the Kroma Mishra Mukta on top of the pot. We don't say the pot is considered the buses for that insulation. On the contrary, the pot's not serving the insulation is serving the pot. So there's no other buses. It's over this. Same thing over here. The rock presumably is serving the chavis as its cover. Not that the barrel with its contents is serving the rock. So why is it in the bus called Rav Amin? Special chashivas in Azim. Think about it. Right, it's a good question. The question should have someone should have asked the question before you. That's what I'm saying. So no one saw the question? That's a good question. Okay. Maybe the book. Huh? Yeah, but is it, so it's a machlob, it's a rishon, but it's a nakuna. Really?
Yeah. It's a big
finish. Look at that mogul I'm wrong. I'm not mogul I'm wrong, it's been arranged in tests. When the Mishnah Brewer calls the Siv Cotton tests, someone should look there. Maybe on the side of the that mogul I'm wrong, someone asked the kasha. That elsewhere would seem the other way around. So what is up in Shavuot? This din found Shavuot. Din Rav Ami. Aleph. Shin Ches Chav Beis. Shin Ches Dalet. One second. Awesome. Chav. Not enough. I don't know. Look, whoever answers finds an answer. Okay. Either finds a question or finds an answer, let me know. So far, I don't know. Think about it. Okay. The Shemira Shabbos talks about this issue in this very context. He'ara kuf pei aleph. Kuf Pei Aleph. He writes, you can mention this requirement that the davar hamutar yishamesh es hamukta. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah that we just mentioned. He quotes another Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Aleph, Ramah. Okay. Oh, maybe he has a kasha. Wait a second. V'hadah simen shin tes in veis dimlo kasha ha'evan l'dalas tasrina. Oh, that's the kasha, right? Dalas, I mean, that's not quite similar. Sarah Khan de Bihya Gabna Aina Mishamesh as a Dalas. Talks a little bit about the kash. Well if he's Zebish has a Tsorak, if you have a Vu Lahalan, the Sofa Sif, Aina Dalas of Fekas the Bosses. See there are different opinions. Some say that there's no din of bosses only where the issue is Mishamesh the head. And some say that if neither is Mishamash, the other is also Mut. You have to act the other way around. The Mut is Mishamash, the other. That's what it means, the Shas HaTorah. That's what he says. I know, the Gemara seems to say that that it is also. Unless you assume that the Gemara is referring to a case where the Dalas is used some kind of a storehouse for Avonim. Storing it there.
You're saying that
their case
against the rock is not effective as opposed to the last place of the way to the Dalas anyway. That shows that's what
the person
from the
rock could be. I have a few more things I just want to talk about quickly. That's too close to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Anyway. Doesn't have any riot. He says it. Chiddush. Although normally we require what? The dot midaito. You don't need midaito. Why? Because Asla Naras Hashal Heves. Normally, a bus is worth not for the fact that it's a bus. It's the nearest mutter we spoke about earlier. Here, even if it's not for the fact that it's a bus, it's going to be us or any. Supposed to save yourself all over again. That the reason why I have to put it on is because I'm the only one with the ability to create this kind of trails of being brought. No one else can do it. And therefore, if someone else did it, since near is mutter, so there's no intrinsic trails whatsoever. For example, think Shalom is this question. The Rabbi Natan holds, you have to have Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. What do you do with every Ner? Every Ner is a bus, so it's not Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. That's the question. brought the same Yisrael all over again. But the reason why I have to put it on is because I'm the only one with the ability to create this kind of tefillah of being brought. No one else can do it. And therefore, if someone else did it, sits near his mutter, so there's no intrinsic tefillah whatsoever. For example, I think Shalom raised this question. The Rabbeinu Tam holds, you have to have Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. What do you do with every Ner? Every Ner is a bus, if you saw it, not Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. You listen to question? No? Someone. Not Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. Here's the answer, L'Chol. This is exactly the answer. Since Ner, it was impossible to completely ban HaShemoshes. You don't need Meniach L'Chol HaShabbos. Who said so? The Be'al Ochot. It's been Reishai intensive base. It's a different story. It's near as impossible. So therefore, even though some, so there, even though it's not L'chol HaShabbos, so it's still considered to be tough. That's what the Be'al Ochot says. So I'm saying, well, then I made the claim of Shlomo Zalman's mouth, the same thing. Even though I didn't do it, someone else did it. Since near as impossible because of the Yisur Kivui, it's also considered to be automatically tough. So we see the two Alochot failures, we're saying. One is the Rishta Bailam does, which is a normal case with all the conditions, etc. You need to have the Chol HaShabbos before the Salman, you need to have a certainly Miniyach the Bosa Shokheah, has to come by the Balabas and somebody else. That's in a normal case. But this exceptional case of a Nair, which the Nair is impossible, that we say it can be done even by somebody else, even if it's well Nichali, and even if it's not the Chol HaShabbos, but it's more of an intrinsic kind of a tale. There's more to say about it, but my time is up. So, B'ezras Hashem, Wednesday we'll have from Rabbi Tzvi, and what's the topic? Oh, yeah. By thanking David for doing some research on the kasha we had ended up with last week in the Gemara about Rav Ami with the Evan al Piachovis. So someone pointed out the Rosh Hashanah, it's the kasha which we left with stuff with last week. We found two approaches, one of them Iri and one of the Ritva. The Iri says, believe it or not, Tachal b'mayaskina, that somehow or other the Chovis is Tachal to the Evan. Believe it or not, it says in two places that you need a place to put the Evan. You know, you're storing rocks, and you find a convenient place for it on top of the Chovis. I'm a little bit vite, but that's what the Miri says two times. That's one way to defend the view which we have presented. They require a tefillah that the davar ha'mulut is mishamish davar aser to bite the bullet, as the Miri did. He said that's the way it is. Kachana. That's one approach. The Ritva on the left had an opposite approach. He said, no. And apparently, there's no need to have tefillah. He seems to deny that principle. True, he agrees with the case which you mentioned last time about the insulation, the davar hamatzmin, on top of the pot. So we don't consider it to be within the bustle's davar. That's the other way around. It's a bakert. The davar hamukta is mishamesh, the davar hamukta shemitakta. But if it's a draw, nothing mishamesh, anything else in particular, then there would be dinner buses. And that's how he learns Pshat in Chavis. Even that's a little bit difficult. Because the Evan has some Chashivas. Some Chashivas. The Davar Haman has no Chashivas. So the truth is, you know, if the Ritva is so glack, we would say the Iri is a very shver Shita. But the Ritva is also not so straight. Because what kind of Chashivas does a rock have? More than, from our purposes, much more than just some wool that you're using to be matmen in a pot. In all of way of thinking, that both of them are not chosh. It's also not 100%. We've shown them address this issue. So we just want to mention that before we go any further. And we started saying, which she spoke about two kinds of tefillahs, the what you call the psychological, what you call the halachic. We had mentioned at the end of the Chabur last time, concerning the situation of a Nair. Now, normally, in a situation of buses, it's at least possible to separate the buses from the Dover House of Shemesh Al-Gaba. The case where it's impossible is the case of a Nair. You can't separate. How can I separate the fire from the oil? It just can't be done. Blow it out. You pick it up. You can't have that issue. It's impossible. He's a malacha mamash. You can't separate one from the other. Impossible. So therefore, we mentioned at the end of the Chabur last time that although normally required the dot to the balabas, when it comes to a Nair, you don't require it. Fits in exactly the way you said it. Normally you require the psychological, you call tefillah that the Baal HaBasa can create and no one else can create for him. But if the Be'al Ochot says in Siman Reishai and Tes, it says that says, here's a different halacha, a halachic tefillah. That's why you don't need lechol haShabbos. And that's what he says, you don't need lechol haShabbos. And that's what we just said before, in the Shemir Shabbos, that you don't need the guy that the Baal HaBos to do it himself. That's what we call a halachic tefillah. So that's what you said today, is what we sort of left off with last time. Now, I have an interesting shaila, but I think very interesting, Aura. We keep talking about Ben HaShemoshes as being the critical time, perhaps the only time, as we mentioned before. How much of Ben HaShemoshes is required? How much of Ben HaShemoshes do you need? We read a Chabura before about the Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, but it's more than an expression, Eini Bodel Kol Ben HaShemoshes. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Normally the impression is conveyed that you need the, in other words, you're making sure that you, for the entire Ben HaShemoshes period, I'm holding on to this. I don't want to have any, the kind of a Tanai, I don't want to have any book even for a second of Ben HaShemoshes. Implying that to be 1 second of Ben HaShemoshes is going to be enough to create the concept of Migu, this guy's toy. That's the impression gets to the Gemara, yeah.
Now, right, just to me, about Ben HaShemoshes, like, you
create the
buses.
Right. No, that's exactly the point. I want to make a chilek. That's my chiddush coming up now. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbi, it quotes 2 days. Shin Tes is out. You need to call HaShabbos or not. Whereas according to the Machshita, which says you do not need call HaShabbos, so the other bit, the Mishnah Brura, when he explains that Shita, and Simon Shin Tes Siv Katan Yutes says, no, you don't need to have in mind call HaShabbos, as long as you have in mind, quote, call Ben HaShemoshes. So that's the Mishnah Brura. Calls man Ben HaShemoshes. That's enough. So in other words, it sounds like he's saying that you need kol ben hashemoshes to create the muktzah for all Shabbos. Yet, we find, this is not my kasha, the Shemir Shabbos Kochaz is kasha, and our kuf peivot, my muktzah machas mitzvah, the minute you're bolder for 1 second of ben hashemoshes, you're right away saying, migu diskatzoi. So why over here don't you say the same thing? That's his kasha, I want to give a teretz. I want to give a teretz. That even the gabi, this migu diskatzoi plain, it's enough 1 minute to trigger the whole thing. But here we say, go back to our sort of tefillos. Rabbi Natan goes as far as to say that create tefillos. What do you need? Al das kol hashabbos. But even though Rishonim would disagree with Rabbi Natan, they require at least a tefillos for the entire Ben HaShemoshes period. Because the entire Ben HaShemoshes period is somewhere in there at the beginning of Shabbos. I don't know exactly where. But if you have in mind the entire Ben HaShemoshes period, it should be tough for one to the other. Then it's enough to create the status of the buses. Mainly say migu diskatzoi. But as far as migu diskatzoi plain, it's enough to have just even 1 minute of Ben HaShemoshes. That's why I want to give a teretz to the Shemir Shabbos' kasha. That's Hora 1. Hora 2, what you mentioned before, the shaila about can there be a din of buses to take effect on Shabbos. So I also like you, the Taz much more mistab. But there should be, why not? It's certainly mukta l'chati on Shabbos for that chayti before it falls off. So I couldn't understand the Magen Avraham. I didn't understand it. Only problem is the Magen Avraham brought a raya. So when you bring a raya, you have to maybe be zakh to it. What a raya? What's the raya? Look what I wrote in Shin Yud Aleph. So what's in Shin Yud Aleph? Look there in the Magen Avraham. Siv Katan Beis. What's there? So if you have it, you can. I'll show you a rush. His whole dig is something from Lashon of a rush. Take a look if you don't. If you have a rush, look inside. The rush we had before in Perek Gimel Simon Yutes. This whole Magen Avraham is based on three words in the rush. Teraki, we're at 7 year test. Talks there about the Behapech HaMeis Mimito LeMito in the context of Tiltul Menatzad, Tzorach Dover HaAsan, Tzorach Dover HaMuter. Here he says, find it. He quotes here it's next to the last line in the first column. It's not from the rush. He says like this. Hachanam yakarach tzarach liot b'shalcheach kigon shameis b'shabbos. Yibe Meiniach, Lo Havei Shari Shmuel. He's talking about the Sugya Nach Mem Gimel Mebeit that would be Pavlos Ames in Bita Lebita. So in that kind of a case, so he's pilpling back and forth. How you compare this case to the case later on, Evan Alpi Achavis, right? So I'll answer this. This is before. That's talking about a Shocheach. And he was talking about a Meiniach. He says, no. We're talking about Ketav Shocheach. Going to Meis B'Shabbos. Dibe Meiniach, Lo Havi Shari Shmuel. If it will be Meiniach, then Avada will be awesome. So must be talking about Ketav Shocheach. Kagon Shemeis B'Shabbos. What do you mean Kagon Shemeis B'Shabbos? What do the words mean? So the Mogan Avraham says the following pshat in the Rosh. Let's say you put someone on a bed and you know the person is in the terminal state, the doctor is going to die very soon. So they die very soon. So it depends when he dies. If he dies before Shabbos, so you have one situation. But if he dies on Shabbos, then there can be no din of bosses. That's how it's trapped in this rush. Kigon Shemeis B'Shabbos means there can be no din of bosses that makes B'Shabbos at all. It's impossible. Just as there can be no din of bosses for Shocheach. The Mogan Avraham of Pshat. Look at the Machta Shekel there, Shinyal, but then it says, touches up what the Mogan Avraham is saying. That's Mefurish against the Tosis. It's correct, there's no doubt about it. Tosis is Mefurish, not Memdalim and Vegas. You put Moles on the Mita on Shabbos, this is in a Bosis. So the Mogan Avraham says, why is he creaking out of Tosis to Mefurish? On what basis? The only basis he has is this line, and again, I repeat this line in the Rosh, the next to the last line over here, that's the right from the Mogan Avraham. What are those words doing there? So the Magen Avraham interpreted those words to mean that that's the Iki Yisodis thing over here. The person died on Shabbos, and if he died on Shabbos, it could be no din of buses.
Why should it be? Because
this is
a
Mesa absolutely. No, not with the Rosh. I'm just going with the Magen Avraham's deal of the Rosh. The Magen Avraham took the words of the Rosh. Akorach Tzorach Lias B'Shocheah Kegon Shemeis B'Shabbos Dibi Meniach Lo Havi Shor Yishmur. As if Kegon Shemeis B'Shabbos is not just an example, but Kegon Shemeis B'Shabbos means that if the person died on Shabbos, by definition, there's no din of Bosses and Dover Rosh. Because it cannot be found on Shabbos. That's all you saw. That's what he says. You look at the Machta Shek. That was a very shver Magen Avraham. He didn't have what we have. We have a type of the Rosh. That's we have a type of the Rosh. It's dangerous. Anything you make for the Rosh, it falls off. Number one, the Rosh is Mefurish and the Memdal on the base of famous Tosis. That if you put Moles on Shabbos on the Mitzvah, it doesn't mean the book. That's number one. Number two, in the Tosis Rosh here and the Mem Gimel on the base, when he quotes exactly the same line, not much the same line. It says as follows. Oh, here it is. Lomatis Lamema Dehocha Ayri Bemeinia. Why? The MK, my time of the Shmuel the Shor. It's Kamat verbatim. Right? The Rosh over here, what did the Rosh say over here? The Rosh says, Hochanam Yakorach of Tzorach Lios B'Shocheach Gon Shemes B'Shabbos, the Bimeniach Lo Havi Shor Shmuel. It's the same thing. We left out the words Gon Shemes B'Shabbos. If the way that Mogan Avraham Pshat, that Kagon Shemes B'Shabbos is the whole punchline of the Rosh, that's the Iki Yisod of the Rosh, how can it leave it out the Tosa Rosh? So the Teretz, that's not the Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh agrees in Tosas that it could be existing in a Bosses which is called Pshat. He's just giving an example. Kegon Shemes B'Shabbos, this is a question of what is Shoshachach or not Shoshachach. Whether he had in mind this or he had in mind that. Therefore, the Magen Avraham Pshat is very, very difficult. All he's saying over here is you put the coal on the Mita when he was alive. It's not considered Anochas Mukzo. So if he died on Shabbos, we'll say bistama on the status of Shocheach. That's bistama. But ain't a chinami if he moved a mace from a mita to another mita on Shabbos, the second mita would have a status of Bosses Ladavar or Asma. That's a Pashup Shas. And the Ramah thought it's very shver. There's serious Mishnah Berurah. It's all over the place. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Vav is Mekalak the Mavan Avra. It's a Kod Chavot. In the Bialach and Shin Yud, Siv Zayin, he's quoted 2 days without a decision. And there the Mishnah Berurah said, Kod Lamed Zayin, Shin Yud, he goes Lachumra. I think so. I think they're all talking about this. I think they're all talking about the very same case. In that very same Sivkotten, in Simon Shin Yud, Sivkotten Lamed Zayin, that's where he goes Lachumra. And that's Teich Pritushu. That's what we throw it that way, because the Nachman the Tosis is Mach, when the Mogad Avram, I don't understand if we throw the Raya from the Rosh, I thought there's a Raya by Kerish from the Rosh. So that's what I thought, should he really be Mach, my bad son, like the Mishnah Brewer. Oh. In Bishabas, who knows how the Dover is various to hold when Ashmosh is Lois Katoi, it's Mukta Lachatia Shabbos. All right, so if it falls off later on, it's going to be Mutta. El Kofman, Shah Yisim, Muna Chalav, also Betilto. Okay, now watch this. Al Kain, Mutta Lania Chalav Dover Shal Heter, Achosh of Yoser, who Metatla Kol Viachat. Good. Im EF Shalol Lenar Ha Yisim Misham. And what's the last word, the last phrase saying? Imi efsher lo lenar or iser misham. What's that going on? I thought it's going on the last line, no? It's you put a dover dvar mutter on top of it, move the whole thing. I but you have to do the year. So it's imi efsher lo, like whatever the sheep of the moment, I'm wrong. This is vat, the base yosef. That's what I thought. But apparently the Muktzah book on page 3, 182, he seems to be learning differently. But the Yesh Lanar and Hamishav goes in the very beginning. He says he contradicts himself in Minei Obey. That's his kasha. He misunderstood the Mishnah Berurah. I call part of the Rosh theory with Mishnah Berurah. It's not Minei Obey. I thought we should be Machmor in the Shal. That's now as far as the Bachs and the Dover, us and the Dover Abutta, which was just discussed earlier today. The source, as we said before, is the Gemara Mem Zayin, right? Gemara Mem Zayin. And in that context, interestingly, in the kind of that Gemara, that's what we find the sugi of Big Day Ashirim and Big Day Aniyim. That's the context over there in that sugi, Mem Zayin Amin Alf. On this basis, the Ran there says that Muktzal Ashirim is Asal Aniyim, according to Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chesif Nun Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, you know, small amounts, small tiny pieces of cloth. The Rambam, however, says that it's Gimel Gimel Etzvos, which is the case we're talking about, basically Mokuf Chafe, is not Muktzal. Not period. So the Farshim asks, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, really it is Muktzah. Big Day Aniyim is Muktzah L'Ashir. So the Rambam should have said, the Gimel HaGimel HaTzvos is Muktzah for an Ashir, because the Ashir wouldn't use for it. The Shver Rambam. So I thought, no. I want to pay my own terrorist, I think I don't see, maybe I have to look at it in the Rambam, look and see if there's someone else in the terrorist. I think the following terrorist in the Rambam. The Gemara never really said Mefurish that Big Day Aniyim L'Ashir is Muktzah. You have to take it in the context. The Gemara discusses the context of Basel the Dover HaAsr to the Dover HaMut. So in that context, the Gemara wants to know what's more Choshem. So the Gemara is saying that Big Day Aniyim Ashirim are not Choshem. So if they're not Choshem, they cannot qualify for a Dover HaMut which is going to overcome and outweigh the Dover HaAsr which is on top of the potential Basel. That's what the Gemara says. That's the context of the Gemara. That's the context of the Gemara. But there depends upon the violence. It depends upon the violence. That's the whole Tosfos. Karten Vivez Rebbe, that's Galila Shanu. So before Shnei Gemara depends upon the violence, the time and the place, etc., etc. Depends upon the violence. Okay. However, intrinsically, just measuring something, period. But then we have no mocker to say that Muktzah La'ani is considered, that if it's royal Ani, it's Muktzah La'ashi. No such Gemara. That's the Pesach of the Rambam. That's the one to get that Teresh Yisrael. I think it's an interesting possibility. Oh. Now, we have to put the Dover HaMutter on for all Shabbos. That relates to what Tzvi just spoke about. How much does the Dover HaMutter have to be similar in its laws to the Dover HaMutter? Let's say quarter of at a time. The Dover HaMutter has to be for all Shabbos. How about the Dover HaMutter? So Shmir Shabbos says, no. It's a riot. In Harakuf Tzadi, hey, it's not necessary. Not necessary. Why? I thought the Pasha was. It's a matter of logic. This day which holds that have to be tofel of all of Shabbos. All of Shabbos. But if you have a davar mutar onto part of Shabbos, so by definition, it's not going to be tofel for the entire Shabbos. It's part of Shabbos is going to be tofel for the davar also and the davar mutar. Of course, you could distinguish. You suggested before the Shabbos. What's the Shabbos in that Mogad Aram? We didn't know the Svarah of Mogad Aram, but you put it on Shabbos. Why should be no good? You suggested to be a good Svarah. Maybe he needs to be Tchila. We call our Shabbos Mitchila Batzal. That should look at all the remainder of Shabbos. So it's arguable if that Svarah is correct in Mogad Aram. That could lead to a Kumra over here too. Because Dabra also for all of Shabbos, Dabra Mutzah for the first part of Shabbos. So you can say, well, it's going to be a Mutzah for the remainder of Shabbos. But Yesh Lechalik, because here, you're not putting on in the middle of Shabbos. You have a davar habuta b'kum v'aseh for the first part of Shabbos. So that's the Shemir Shabbos with the Raya of the Zina, but in fact it is mutu. And therefore he says also in Ha'ara Reich Alas Lashitasa, it's enough to put it on the davar habuta even if it's a case of Shachak. And therefore he also quotes the head which you said before from Shlomo Zalman, if you forgot to put it on, it's also mutu. In other words, all these cases lack the tefillah for the davar habuta for one reason or another. Either because of time, because of attention, because of reality. Anyone is enough, you send a broader view, enough to knock out the tefillahs of the buses to the davar ha'asur alone. So, here's the following shaila. A person has a table, and on the table there are candles, without any chalas. So he says, what's the big deal? Wait for the chalas, on the chayla of minute, let it be a tefillah to the tablecloth, and so they shall have this. Now what's more important? What's more valuable? I mean, what? The tablecloth. That's the catch of the quotes in the Ha'ara Reish Tes Zayin, the Tzosa Shulchan. So he gives an answer over there, no. Just as with respect to the buses, the davar also we require that the buses be mishamesh, the davar also. So too, with respect to the buses, you require that the buses be mishamesh, the davar hamutar. And here, the table is not being mishamash, the tablecloth, but rather it's the other way around. I don't think it's true. Basically, what we just said now, not true. The davar hamutar does not have all the qualifications of the davar ha'asur in order to make it sufficient to be in the status of the davar ha'asur, the davar hamutar. So I didn't like the terror that he quotes in the Tosa Shulchan. I like the Shlomo Zalman terror that he quotes in that Ha'ara. Shlomo Zalman is very poshut. They shall have it. It's more important than the tablecloth. This leads to what we have to talk about next time, which is how do you measure importance. So three gave the klala, but I want to give some more product. Yes, sir.
Isn't the candles also on the tablecloth?
Yeah. So we'll get to the candles later. That's part of that. That's what we'll discuss in the Shem. The next time we're going to be next Wednesday, right? Monday is okay. Let's go. We were discussing last week about the issue of bus the davar ha'asr or the davar ha'mutar. And we said that you have a kikar on the place where the nair is, and the kikar is more important than the shalheves. That's okay. So I'm going to draw right. It's a very shy and pet to cut pain, which is real quoted. It suffices. It's against the rivosh. The Rivosh requires that the Kikar be more important, not just than the Shalhevet, but be more important than the Shemen as well. What the Rosh was, Anach Ne'er Shemen U'Psila, right? It's called Anach Ne'er Zayin Van Alef, the bus is the Dover Ha'os. So the Rivosh says, listen, so the Shemen is also us. So if you want to put a Kikar there, very nice, the Kikar is beautiful. Has to be more Choshev, not just than the Shalhevet, but the Shalhevet. And also the Shemen, right? And also the Psila, everything. Psila's not worth much, but the Shemen can worth a lot of money. That's what the Rivosh can. Then the Mogan Avraham says he's wrong. What's the lumpness of the Mogan Avraham? There's nothing wrong with the Shemen as such. The Shemen is only us because the bus is in turn for the Shalhevis. So the Rivosh will say back, all right, you're right, so what? The kid made the Tamshiyah. What's the difference why the Shemen is us? Bottom line, the Shemen looks or not? Yes, but the Shemen is Muktzah, even if it's intrinsic Muktzah or boss is Muktzah, what's the difference? That's what the Rivosh would respond. You don't understand the Mogan Avraham too well. I think the Mogan Avraham may be only measured by the ultimate, by the Yisoy, the source of the whole Easter of bosses, perhaps. Now, another thought. the Magen Avraham is mesupik, then maybe this whole trick shouldn't work for the following reason. As the menorah is considered tofel l'shalechem, asuya l'kach, not made for lechem, and therefore the lechem won't work. Where did Rabbi Avraham get it from? Rashi. Rashi not from Zayin Amadal. Rashi has an expression of tofel. That was all you saw from last week. That the nature of vos is that the vos is tofel to the Dover Habuk. However you slice it, that's what it's based upon. Says the Magen Avraham, if the bus is made specifically for the Dover HaMotzah, that tefillah is by definition going to be the determining factor. And you're going to put on a kikar there, but the kikar doesn't belong. And the shalhevet does belong, and there the shema does belong. So since this bowl, this candle, is made specifically for the purpose of putting in oil, so it doesn't matter if you put in a foreign object which may be worth more than the oil or worth more than the shalhevet. It's irrelevant. It doesn't work. So you can put that. So that tefillah is... It's built in. That's one of the possible. I think I saw somewhere, maybe the Shemir Shabbos, we may say, make the following suggestion. Let's say you have a, this is the Lamaise manifestation of order. You want to move your candlesticks and shabbos to the board down. That's really the word. You want to move it because you want to change tablecloths and put a little bit of shabbos to this, or whatever reason you want to go up to, you have a lot of company, you don't want it on the table in Shabbos in the morning. You want it out, whatever the reason may be. So the meaning is that they take a tray, and they put on the tray a challah, and this way they have this heter. The heter that the presumably that the challah is considered more important than the shalhev. It's already what the Magen Avraham said. So therefore, it's good enough. Oh, so one of the possible, maybe it's the Shemir Shabbos, says that what if you have a special tray, which says that it lahadik ner shal Shabbos, or something like that. So the tray is a special kind of a tray which is made specifically for the purpose of ner Shabbos. Because it wouldn't work. Along with like the laws of the Magen Avraham. I have a tray, but we use a tray. It's a tray, you can use it for anything. The tray is probably made for cake. Oh, not such a cheap tray like this, but it's made for fancy, for cake out. You know? Whatever reason you put a tray, food, other things. So we use it for Nehra Shabbos. So we use it. It's not Miyuchas for that. How do we use it correctly? So that's not considered miyuchad for that. But therefore, the challah can work its magic. The hadik ner shel Shabbos is clearly a Shabbistic thing for a ner Shabbos. Perhaps it wouldn't work along the lines of this. Magen Avraham said it with respect to the ner of the they had in their day. Okay. Now I want to speak a bit of a minute behind the term of chashivus. The question was raised last week: if chashivus is determined for what's more important right now, which is how the Farshim say, so then how are you ever going to have a situation with the bus the Dover, us, the Dover Mutl, will be us? Dover, us, there's no Shkash. That's the question that's raised last week. Okay. So before we get to that, let's go back to what the Shmir Shabbos explains, that the Lechem is more important than the Shalhevis, which is what the Magen Avraham already said. He explains the reason why. Because you need it for Suda Shabbos. You need it for Suda Shabbos. Now, in the same Perek Chav, in our Reish Yudal, he raises another issue which we spoke about briefly last week. Someone mentioned it last week. Maybe the candlesticks should be intrinsically muktzeh. And the candlesticks are, of course, worth more than any piece of kallah. Alright? Quote the Aruch HaShulchan, who says exactly that. Aruch HaShulchan says that our candlesticks are muktzeh machat kesar and kis. Those days, in Talmud Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, they used a bowl. You know, so a bowl like this, it's made out of nothing, and they threw in some oil, and you see it came miyasik right away. That mukta nachas miyasik. So soon as it wasn't any case of chesaron kis. So therefore, as long as the challah is more important, then the shalhevet is good enough. It's not as there like the Aruch HaShulchan. So we have these fancy candlesticks, which have the status of mukta nachas chesaron kis, and therefore it's going to be impossible to be mocked in the tray by placing piece of challah on it. There's no way the challah can be important, more important than the candlesticks themselves. They're worth a fortune of money. As looks about the sarum kiss. Come to Shlomo Zalman as the form of the rabbis is no.
Yeah. Well, the except by another thing that's sarum
kiss. No, unless it comes out which is worth more. Let's say, for example, I have a candlestick. The candlesticks are worth, I don't know, $100. Throw out a number. Okay, and I'll put on my on the thing, my wife put a diamond ring. That's a good example. A diamond ring on it. That's worth more than $100. Right? So therefore, it would be the davar hamut would be worth more than the davar haras. That's fine. People don't put diamond rings. They put these nechal. Even the expensive bakers on the course have a few diamonds. So the fact that worth more than the candlesticks. So the question is, so for the zmanom, the whole nair was worth nothing. The chal was worth more than the nair was nothing. But the zman ain't. And the zmanom, even if it's worth more, wasn't chasarang kedus. The zman ain't chasarang kedus. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's fighting about the Shemir Shabbos, Arash, Yud, Dal. However, of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. Our campuses are what we call the Tachshit Labayis. It's a Tachshit. It's considered furniture. It's a furniture. In other words, we don't view it as being something which is used primarily for the purpose of lighting candles. In other words, it's considered a Sarah's case. It's a Tachshit Vaharaya. Most people, even in my house, it's not a very fancy house. We have a little, what do you want to call it? A little closet or something which has which we put the Shabbos candles in all week long. You can't see it on top of it. If you look through a little plexiglass, you can see it. It's full on display. I don't know that far on display, but it's visible. So you see that it's something which is used as a kind of a tachshit for the house. Not just exclusively for lighting candles, and that's from Shlomo Zalman Svar. The only question of buses, and for that enough to knock out the shell, to beat out the shell heavens. Oh. So on this basis, the Shemir Shabbos writes earlier, right? You know, it depends what's more important at that moment. What's more important? Is more important at that moment the Chala? Or is more important at that moment the shell heavens? What's more important? The Rav Moshe has a similar svara, quoted in the Mukta book, on page Ches. He says, let's say I have glasses. Eyeglasses. Anyone knows that how to wear glasses knows that you can't manage that your eyeglasses. That's worth more than a home rav. That's pretty right. It's worth a fortune of money because you can't manage without it. You need your glasses. Even though glasses are something worth X dollars and the home rav is worth is more than the X, doesn't make a difference. So Hashem is a mishkafayim, yosem mehamot. Then he has a very important result. Often in the Yeshua owes Luke mishkafayim. When he leaves in his drawer, he has a pair of glasses and I don't know, dollars, $1,000, which is worth more than the glasses, even the fancy glasses. So it's like this. If you don't have any other glasses right now, you have to go. Then maybe the glasses are considered to be more important. But if you have another pair of glasses, then these glasses don't have any subjective importance to you right now. You're wearing a different pair. So they have to depend upon value. That's what Moshe quoted as saying here in the Muktzah page Ches, and the Tshuva is there from Moshe. But the question again becomes, if it's all a function, what's more important right now, so then the money's worthless completely. So money shouldn't count. Gemara talks about that when Zion, but the Shiva Yates. So I think she mentioned so much last week that why does that count for anything? There's no function right now. So I think the answer is based on what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. Again, it's quoted in the Muktamuk. Please. And it's on page Yud Dalet. Again, it's true from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman as well, you know, in the Hebrew section. And it says as follows. It depends, it says exactly as the Shemir Shabbat says. What's more important to right now? But he explains a little bit better what it really means. Let's say, what happens if you have to give up on one of them? You're told, let's say I always give a mushel, someone comes to you with gunpoint, your money or your life, you know, the family. No, I'm not interested in your life. I'm interested in one of two things. Either give me the challah, or give me the wick, blow out the candle. Give me your glasses, or give me the $100, or whatever it may be. What would you give up on? Whatever you would give up on first, that's the less chashuv thing. Whatever you want to hold on to is the more chashuv thing. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, of course, normally, if a person has one roll and one candle, or two candles, he has two choices. He eats in the dark, or he starves in the light. Now, Yeshiva brought up no questions. They would what they would go for. But even Balabhata would rather eat in the dark than starve in the light. That's what he wants. That's the difference. The Mishnah and Shabbos talks about that. Barichas, two different kinds of pockets. Fine. Now, I have his pants, and I have this, something in my pocket. So the Mishnah Brewer writes over here, it's a cotton lamed, hamachlekes. Are you required to shake the mukta out of the pocket or not? Why not? The Sharon King posts it up on the Rambam. The Nevada. You have to shake it out. Rambam. Problem is that there's Tosfos in the Rosh Gaon don't say anything, and therefore the quotes in the bottom, Yivega, who said that it's rather, it's going to take away my talent.